You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And we are back in North America on the continent together. Here, as always, your host of Advantage Connors, Brett Connors, here with Jimmy Connors. What's going on? How are you today?
I don't know. You've been a world traveler again. It's about time you got back. Geez, you've been in Sweden and then after Sweden. Wow. I want to hear about your trip, Norway and playing golf at midnight. Fill me in.
Yeah. Yep. Well, last time we talked, I was in Amsterdam. I was shoving off in Amsterdam to head to Norway. So I went north. Always had thought Norway is beautiful. I'm into photography and drone stuff and all that. So I like taking pictures. So Norway's always stood out as a beautiful place. So I decided to head up there. So I flew to Lofoten, Lofoten. Yeah, so it's above the 66th parallel, which puts it smack dab in the Arctic Circle, meaning that this time of year, there's 2 months where the sun actually never sets. Technically, it never actually goes below the horizon. It just usually kind of kisses it and then starts to head back up north again. I'm booked some plans after Amsterdam and just kind of last minute it flew in there. Have you ever been up there? You never been, right?
I've been to Helsinki.
Helsinki.
That, I guess that's the closest I've been, you know, to getting to Norway. I've been to Sweden and Helsinki, but that's as close. But no, I've never been to Norway, and the pictures that you sent were incredible. Yeah. The playing golf at midnight and did you get your days and nights mixed up?
That's the thing. My main goal was obviously I wanted to see the fjords and everything that went along with it, but doing my research when I was researching the trip, there's a golf course called Lofoten Links, and it's got to be, you know, top golf course. I've never seen a golf course built in the Arctic Circle. You know, it's like up here, it looks like it's just got like a Viking backdrop with these, you know, amazing mountain ranges and, you know, these water and the setting and everything, the rock, and like just it's amazing. So they've built 18 holes there. So that was kind of my goal. So my goal was that. So I flew in to Boda, took a ferry, 3-hour ferry across, and was supposed to have a rent-a-car lined up. I got Kenneth. I had, you know, booked it 3 days earlier. I thought I was so smart and all this stuff. And sure enough, I get off the ferry at 9 p.m. at night. And it's still bright out because it never gets dark. That was a little weird. For two and a half weeks, I haven't seen the dark until last night when I got
home.
Yeah,
that's gotta have your own internal time clock mixed up.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but Kenneth picks me up and he's like, hey, you know, we just gotta run me by, drop me off in my car, and then you can take this car and blah blah blah. And then we realized that, you know, something's wrong with the car. He can't, whatever. Long story short, he can't give me the car. So my rent-a-car falls through.
Oh, boy.
In Lofoten. And it's not like this is a place where it's like, well, you just, you know, grab a cab or get an Uber, you know, like it's these small islands, you know, up way north, like way above, Oslo's like south, way south. You have to take like right. an hour and 20 minute flight from Oslo north to get up. And so he drops me off at that my first hotel. He's really nice. Takes me by the store and he gets me food. And he's like, let me give you the right snacks. And, you know, all doing this for free, like totally out of the kindness of his heart, even though the car fell through. He felt bad. So drops me off. Next day, I have my reservation. I'm staying a night at Lofoten Links. And, you know, so what it is it's, you know, right now it's 24 hours of sun. You can play in the midnight sun.
So that's crazy.
That enough was appealing for me. And then when you actually see the course and some, I mean, I think 12 of the holes are on the ocean and one of the holes is like the signature par three that just, you know, goes right into the ocean. And I'll put some pictures up, but it was, it was cool, but I had to get there. You know, there's only like one bus and it only goes, you know, once a day because it's so spread out, you know, and if you miss the bus, then you have to wait 5 hours for the next one to come back or whatever. And so I'm like, hey, I tried another company for the car. It fell through this. And then the lady behind the desk just like, well, you know, why don't you just hitchhike? And I'm like, what?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, really?
She's like, well, yeah. She's like, just hitchhike. She's like, I had to go to blah, blah, blah the other day. And I took three different cars. Three different people picked me up hitchhiking. I was like, wait, what? Three different people in one day picked you up? She's like, yeah, it's not a big deal here. I'm like, well, I'm from America. We're like, if you survive three hitchhiking excursions, you know, you get to retire. You get like your gold plated hitchhiking sign and you just, you know, hang them up. But she's like, yeah, go for it. So she writes me out a sign that says like Gomlovoy or, you know, like the small island that I need to get off on or the exit. Uh-huh. So I take all my gear and I walk like a mile up to the main road, which is the E10. And then I just park myself and I just sit there with my sign. And I'm like, no way, no one's going to pick me up, you know. And like 15 or 20 minutes later, this nice lady pulls over and shows pity on me and picks me up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so she takes me as far as she can, you know, to like the intersection of where the golf course is and drops me off. And she's like, hey, this is as far as I can take you. You know, I got to get to work. Thank you so much. I was like, wow, you're so nice. And I bend down, I take my pin out of my backpack and I scribble the word golf on the backside of the piece of paper that I had used for the first ride.
Mm-hmm.
And not 1 minute into it, this guy like passes me. This couple passes me in their car and then slams on his brakes in the middle of the road and throws it in reverse and like reverses it like 25 miles an hour back towards me to pick me up.
That's unbelievable.
like it was like out of a, you know, Dukes of Hazzard movie or so, you know, some stupid scene, you know, like that. It was funny. So he picks me up, drops me off at this course, right? And it's beautiful. I mean, it's like, imagine there's a golf course in the middle of like the fjords where you know, wow. You see all those videos and everything online. Drops me off. They're like, so I'm sorry, sir, your room's not ready yet. Do you mind waiting a little bit? And I was like, well, do you think there's an activity like, you know, nearby that I could do while I wait for my for my room, you know? It's like, well, they're like, why don't you play nine? And I was like, bingo.
Oh, crazy.
Like, why don't you go play? You know? So I went and played nine while my room got ready, checked in. And then my main tee off was for, listen to this, 8:15 p.m. I went and I played.
That's so good. That had to be, I mean, you during the summer over here, that's when it starts getting dark now, right? 8:15, 8:30. So, and I remember back in, you know, when you were growing up, when we were back at Grandma's back in Illinois, we'd play until dark. Mm-hmm. You know, and so at 8:30, you know, we were going in, getting off the course, and you're just teeing off. That's got to be an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty cool just knowing that, you know, I mean, you could do whatever. Like you, and so what I did was there's a 24-hour option where, like, they let you play as much as you can fit in 24 hours. You know, and like the first 18 is normal price, second 18 is half off, and then I think anything else you can get is free, you know, because I know you've already contributed a good amount of money to the course or whatever.
Right.
So I played 9, checked in, played my 36, walked off at 2 in the morning, 2 a.m. Oh. And I was like one of the only ones out there, you know, and it's just beautiful. And it's still light, though. So you're like, you're walking back to the cabin and it's, you know, it's like sunrise kind of again. It's like always perpetually either sunrise or sunset kind of. And so then crashed out, woke up the next day, it was beautiful and sunny. And so I decided to play another quick 9 before I got out of there. So it was pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, I guess so. You got your golf in too along the way, but I was just going to ask you, you said there wasn't too many people out there, but when was the time when the course was the most crowded?
I mean, it was pretty crowded the next morning. Like when I teed off, I played another 9 at like 9:30, 10 in the morning. And there was, you know, you could see that it was starting to fill up for a good busy day of people. Cause it was beautiful. I mean, it was, the sun was out and, you know, blue skies and, you know, sometimes it's not always like that up there. So when they get the good weather days, it's time to get outside and do stuff outdoors.
Wow. That's great. Well, geez, I know when you were in Sweden, you were on the go pretty much all the time also with Melina and her family and a lot of the activities. And then you were off on your own for 10 days. You've been going nonstop. You got to be exhausted.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little bit ready to relax a little bit back home now that I've made it home. It's good. Not having the rent a car was difficult up there. I have to be honest. I made the best of it. I hitchhiked and took buses everywhere and still saw a lot and had a lot of fun. But most of that stuff up there is off the beaten path. Right. You know, like it's there's one main road, and then to get to the thing, you usually need to take like a side road or, you know, a side road park, and then you know hike for a half a mile or a mile or whatever the thing is. So next time I go back, if there is a next time, definitely have to plan it a little better and figure out the wheel situation, because everything is spread out and so big out there that, you know, you're not walking. If you're just walking, you're in trouble.
Right.
Which I was out there.
But the people had to be, you know, picking you up and hitchhiking. Geez, you haven't hitchhiked since you've been a kid.
Yeah. You know, people were really nice, really kind. Wow. Really kind. Yeah. So, it's funny because everyone in Sweden always, when they talk about Norway, because they used to be, you know, together. And then eventually at one point they split, you know, and then Norway found oil, you know.
Right. So
it's like this always, this ongoing kind of joke conversation where it's like, you know, of course, after we give you the independence, then you find the oil. But
yeah, never ends. Well,
no. What's been going on with you? I know you've been alone at the house. You've been Ferris Bueller treatment at home alone.
Sometimes that's not so bad. You know, mom went up to visit Aunt Nida up in Denver. She was gone for about 4 or 5 days, and our Aunt Nida, she's 95 and is still still living life and going at it. But it's been a couple months, so mom took a little trip and left me here at home by myself, which, you know, sometimes is not so bad. I kind of enjoyed it. I'm with Bogey, our little schnauzer, and Stevie, our little cat, and just kind of, you know, milling around and taking care of the house. And, you know, we're still in the midst of or in the middle of redoing our kitchen, so we had workers going in and out and a lot of activity around. But
that's still going on.
Yeah, it's moving, but moving a little slower than expected. But you know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, everything will be in and we'll be up and running. But I still got out and played a day, 18 holes of golf with my buddies up here. I got away one day and that was fun. So, but you know, being here at the house by myself, I haven't really realized just what goes on during the course of the day. You know, I get up and I do my thing and I get my exercise and I do whatever work I want to do. And then I go play golf and I come back. But so many little things around the house that are necessary for, you know, for mom to be here, you know, to look over this and look over that, 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 you know, man, oh man, it's just it just never ends. And I got a little dose of that, saying that, okay, we'll be here at 2 o'clock. Well, 2 o'clock comes, and then all of a sudden 4:30 rolls around, and they're coming in. So it's right. There's a lot of happenings and around a house. And, you know, I've been lucky better with that, you know, your mom has been really great at, you know, making sure that, you know, the house runs and keeps everything in order and just takes such good care of it. And I got a little dose of that and it's work. And not to say that I didn't enjoy the 4 or 5 days on my own, but I was happy to pick mom up last night.
Yeah,
She made it back safe and sound. She had a very good trip with her aunt. And, you know, that's always, you know, a tough leave. You know, she's 95 and you get on the plane and you want to go back and you want her to, you know, to live forever and to be there. And she's in good shape and good health. She's had a great life and we want her to stay around a long time still, but your mommy came back and, you know, was excited that she got to spend some more time with her. So it was a good trip for her. Very good trip.
That's good. I'm going to try and get up there after mid July. I got a little time off, so I'm going to run up there and see her. I was reading something the other day. I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like people who are super optimistic and positive, you know, something like that, you know, tend to live 15 or 20% longer than like other people. They did some study. And
well, if that be the case, Aunt Nida's going to live to 110.
Right.
She is probably the most optimistic, up, happy person I've ever met. And it's interesting that, I look back and I tell your mommy that, you know, it's up until the last, you know, five or six or seven years. I mean, she would, you know, go out and go, not really hiking, but, you know, good walks with your mom and I believe that. I believe that if you have a good attitude and she does, she's so positive with everything, no matter what it is, that it's gotta do you good. And if that be the case, you know, she's going to be here for a long time to come. And that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, on one hand, she's like positive, and then this other way, she never has time for the bullshit. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll ask her, you'd be like, oh, do, 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 you know, and she'd be like, oh, well, who cares? Or, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? Almost like, I'm not even going to let my mind be wasted on thinking about that stupidity for like,
meaningless,
yeah.
meaningless stuff.
Like, if it does nothing for me, you know what I mean? Or like, or when she said, but like when she was young, she's all, what's the line? She says, like, if you dumped me, then you were done. I never took you back. You never got a second chance with me. If you blew it with me, you blew it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like, hey, it's over. You move on, you know, that's done. It's in the past. Like that way of thinking, I think is really healthy. And she's a good example of it, because when we're around her, you can feel it like rub off, you know, you can feel like,
exactly.
You know,
I envy that. I envy that feeling of being able to do that, to let things go and to move on. And, you know, I've
hard to do sometimes.
It is hard to do. I've been working on it though. I'm trying to get better at it, but sometimes, like you said, it's tough to do, but, you know, being, you know, it's interesting though, here by myself and, you know, with the, you know, taking care of the animals and, you know, looking after the house, you know, being with yourself for a while, is not bad. I don't know if I want a steady dose of it all the time anymore, you know, because back in the day when I traveled so much and I traveled by myself, you know, it was a lot of, you know, days in the hotel and, you know, before I went to play my matches. So I spent, you know, many hours, you know, by myself with myself. And sometimes that's not so bad, to kind of get, you know, get things in order and to, you know, think things through and to try to figure out what's important, what's not. You know, I don't want to get philosophical and, you know, and all that, because that's not me. That's totally not me. But it puts a lot of things in perspective that says, you know, I find out that, you know, I'm a lot better with your mommy than without her. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, even if it's just for a couple days, it just makes me better. you know, when she's around, and, you know, my kids, I know my kids are good and, you know, doing well. And, you know, like when you're traveling and you're by yourself, you know, I look forward for that, you know, to get that text every day. I'm good, Dad, you know, or send me a picture, you know, and all that, because I know, you know, things are, you know, things with you are going okay and you're okay. And, you know, it's just that, you know, that little comfort feeling in my own mind. But, you know, like I said, I'm a lot better, you know, now, with it than without it. So,
well, I think, being by yourself, it's a good test. You know, I think a lot of people can't be by themselves. I think a lot of people will do anything in the world to not be alone in a room by themselves. You know, let's say, like, good, I forget who said it. It was a great quote though, by, maybe Bob Dylan. I don't know. But, yeah, just like, you know, most people can't handle it. That's why most people don't want to be alone. They stay in relationships. They move from relationship to relationship, you know, like, dating kind of thing. So, I like being alone. That's why I actually went and traveled. Even Melina tells me, she's like, you know, you go travel for a few days so you can have your time. You know, she like knows that I like it, that I need to have time to, you know, stick my headphones on and listen to the music I want, or the book I want, or the podcast, or, like, you know, sometimes you just want to do what you want.
Right. No, it sounds
like selfish. Like, you know, if someone hears you saying that, but it's like true. 'Cause like so much of your life, you get pulled away. Like, you might be reading a book, but then someone's like, hey, what's this? Or, hey, the phone rings. Or, oh, someone's at the door. You know, like all these just little tiny pullaways from what you actually want to, like, be focusing on, or just, or not focusing on, you know, just like staring at a wall, or, you know, going for a walk and then just listening to some music, or like whatever it is. So much of life is always trying to pull little pieces of your attention away, that like you need a chance to like kind of recharge on what you want and like what you actually want to focus on.
Yeah, it's you know, for me, you know, if they really care about you, they allow that, you know. And and I look back with all the traveling that I did, you know, your mom, and when she was taking care of you and your sister Aubrey, you know, and she says, listen, if you got to go play, you go play. Everything, you'll be fine when you get home. The house is fine. The kids are fine, you know. And I keep going back to the old saying, the way to keep somebody is not by keeping a tough grip on them. It's by, you know, kind of, you know, giving them that float away, you know, just keeping a light grip. And, you know, so if they want to, you know, move in and out, that they can do that, and they can have their time and do, you know, kind of what they think is best for themselves. So which for me kind of recharges the battery, so that then you come back and you're better to do things for, you know, for the family or for everybody. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but, you know,
and then she enjoys it too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you need to go play, or you need to whatever, go golf or hang or get away or whatever. And then also she gets to be, you know, alone, or, you know, she gets time too, you know. And then, you know, you come back, maybe she gets to go away for a couple of days or whatever it is. You know?
It's the old saying, better 24 hours a day of anybody's too much. Sure. you know, and you always need a little space, you know, to recharge yourself. And then when you come back and you find out what you have at home, or, you know, what's there waiting for you, is this even better? But, you know, man, what am I? Am I on the couch here?
Yeah, right.
you put me on the couch.
Isabella was really happy.
Charging me $150 an hour for this. Oh my God!
I'll give you a discount. Yeah, give you a deal. Bella was here. She was happy to see me too. She's got Melina's mom and sister here now, so I'm outnumbered. It's 4-1. So.
Yeah, but we're gonna see you guys on the 4th of July, which is coming up in a couple days, have a little barbecue, and we get to see Melina's mom and sister, and you guys coming up here and with Bella. So we'll be here waiting. We'll have the barbecue,
cheddar dogs on the grill.
Yep, we'll have a good day, and you know, hopefully it's a beautiful day. I'm in Santa Barbara right now, so hopefully it's a beautiful day in Santa Barbara when we have that, and be a great day.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. We're down here for a couple of days, but we'll see you on Monday, and we'll bring the doodle, and we'll bring the car full of everybody. Tell us any food we need to bring for the barbecue, and we'll pick it up on the way.
Nah, I think everything will be here waiting. We've got a little shopping to do, but I've got a good idea of what we're going to have. And on our next podcast, we might even take some pictures and show you what we're going to make for the 4th of July celebration. So
we'll tweet out some pics.
Yeah, it'd be great. You can follow us.
Yep, follow us at ADV Connors, at Advantage Connors spelled out on Instagram. He's at Jimmy Connors. I'm Brett_Connors. You can follow Isabella at Gold Dude Isabella on Instagram, the hottest social media accounts out there. Woo, it's hot. That's it. I love you. I talk to you soon. I'll see you Monday. It was good to get back from the U.S. And any last words?
Get some rest.
All right.
See you soon. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Talk to you later. Peace.